Top of the morning to you. I'm Eric Deatherage.
And I'm Danielle Webster. We're back again for another episode of Prairie Deeds.
Our weekly podcast on newsworthy topics running through the Prairie Public Newsroom. Danielle, you called this newsworthy. What's on the beat this week?
Well, we are coming up on mid-March already in 2026. That happens kind of quickly after we get through those first few years of January. But about this time of year, of course, we get a little more excited for spring and everything that comes with that, melting snow, warmer temperatures, being able to get out and about. And this weekend, there's a lot of celebrations, activities going on for St. Patrick's Day, and that's great. But St. Patrick's Day, of course, is one of those holidays where people celebrate a little more than usual.
You think? Irish car bombs, green beer, Guinness, and of course, you know, a little Bailey's Irish cream to top off the evening. All great flavors and fun to imbibe in on those pub crawls. Never makes for much fun the following morning, though. I wonder why. And that's assuming everyone gets home safely in the first place, and that's what we're talking about.
Precisely.
Justin Bailey, and my title here is Safety Public Information Program Manager in the Highway Safety Division.
Justin Bailey is with the North Dakota Department of Transportation, or DOT, and a few years ago they started an initiative called Vision Zero. It's aimed at reducing the state's traffic fatalities all the way down to nothing.
I thought that meant because you can't really see anything because you're too blitz. Okay. Well, I know you guys have reported on that for years now at this point. One of the main things they talk about quite seriously is how preventable most of these deaths are.
Correct. So there are any number of things, of course, that can cause traffic accidents, like inclement weather, where driving for conditions is important, or distracted driving, you know, driving while eating or doing your makeup or texting. Those are all risky behaviors and can lead to crashes. And with Vision Zero, DOT will partner with local law enforcement to do campaigns where they just put out extra patrols, for example, to focus on seatbelt violations. So they'll issue a lot of extra tickets. But it's supposed to get people more aware of buckling up. So I talked to Justin Bailey this week about impaired driving. That's been an issue in North Dakota for quite some time.
You know, over the past 5 years, we've had 167 people die in alcohol-related crashes. So, you know, it's not a small issue. Alcohol contributes to about one-third of all of the fatal crashes we see in the state each year. The saddest thing about these is they're 100% preventable.
Wow, that's, you know, no surprise. I mean, North Dakota tops a lot of drinking surveys and things like that, but that's truly an astonishing amount of people.
Yeah, I went back and I looked into some more longer-term data, too. That figure was from the five-year period between 2020 through 2024. And in the five-year period from before that, 2016 through 2020, 222 people passed away in alcohol-related crashes. So recent years, there has been some improvement.
Well, that's encouraging to hear. Sounds like some of those Vision Zero efforts may be paying off.
That could be. So obviously, in order to prevent alcohol-related crashes, folks need to refrain from getting behind the wheel after they've had some drinks. And with the growing presence of rideshare programs like Uber and Lyft, it's never been easier or more convenient to make sure that you get a safe ride home. So one of the things DOT started doing 5 years ago was actually partnering with rideshare companies to offer an incentive. They'll do it during holidays where people like to drink a little more, like on New Year's Eve and, of course, St. Patrick's Day. It's called ND Sober Ride.
For the first time here for St. Patrick's Day, we're actually going to be including Uber in our offerings. And, you know, normally we just run Lyft. And so the hope with Uber here is to just make it more available, especially for some of our smaller areas, just to give them that additional option to get a sober ride home.
Yeah, that really makes sense. And, you know, Uber has just been kind of a game changer, and Lyft too, and all the rideshare companies, for being able to bring people safely home that would otherwise have to wait an hour for a standard taxi cab. So it's more instant, and I think it encourages more people to use those kind of services and get a ride home. So with so many communities across the state of different sizes and some services offered, some places and not others, speaking of that, right?
Yep, exactly. And honestly, the services themselves, they're a great option anyway. You know, you download the apps to your phone. It's convenient. Hopefully, no matter how many of those green beers you have, you should be able to open that up and summon a ride within a couple of minutes. But ND Sober Ride makes it an even better idea.
You can go to visionzero.nd.gov to access a QR code. And so you can scan that with your phone, and that provides you with a voucher that then gives you $10 off a ride through either Lyft or Uber. And, you know, that will open up in your Lyft or Uber app on your phone. And then you claim your voucher. And you can claim it before you go out for the weekend, before you go out for St. Patrick's Day. And it should be available when you need it.
You know, and depending on how close your home is from your local watering hole, I mean, that's 10 whole bucks. That may work out really to be a free ride.
I mean, maybe. I bet since a lot of people like to use those apps on nights like these, the prices are actually more expensive with surge pricing. Mm. So the fact that they are more expensive when people really want to use it might make it seem less attractive to use. But if you've got those 10 bucks off, it could possibly bring more people back to those apps and get them home safely.
Well, that does make a lot of sense for sure. And, you know, prices aside, it's really encouraging to hear about how in the last 10 years, fatalities and alcohol-related crashes have come down. But still, a third of all crashes in this state, period, is a lot of crashes, especially when, as we've been discussing, they are 100% preventable.
Something I found interesting in the Vision Zero reports over the years, the deaths have decreased, but the frequency of the crashes has remained pretty level. So in 2020, for example, one alcohol-related crash occurred every 14 hours, and that figure was the same as 2024. But in 2020, one alcohol-related crash death occurred on average every 9.5 days. In 2024, it had stretched out to about every 20 days. So the stats are really moving in the right direction that way, but as Justin Bailey puts it so well, these aren't just numbers.
You know, it's just making that better decision, you know, and putting the keys down when you've had a little bit too much to drink. So it definitely is a big deal. And you know, each one of those lives that we've lost represents not just a number, but it's a family, it's a group of friends. And sometimes it's not even the driver that is the one that does pass away in those crashes, and they have to live with, you know, dealing with the guilt that they made that decision when they shouldn't have. And it's just a sad, sad deal.
Yeah, he really does make an important point there. And it's great that we do have these sorts of options with cabs and rideshare apps and even public transport in some towns, which I know isn't widely available everywhere in a state like North Dakota. So hopefully, no matter where you do live in the state, if you have plans to imbibe this weekend, you're making those plans to get home safely.
Those vouchers are going live this Friday, March 13th, and will be available through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, or until they run out, so whichever comes first. So put a reminder in your phone if you want to remember to grab one of those for those bar crawls.
Well, also encouraging, much to the chagrin of bar owners, is that fewer people seem to be drinking these days, especially among
younger
Gen Z.
Yep, absolutely.
So that may have something to do with the declining deaths on the roads. Let's hope so anyway. Well, Danielle, what other stories have been making headlines in North Dakota this week?
We got a clipper-type system coming through on Thursday, giving chances of snow across probably mostly northern and eastern North Dakota. And then again on Saturday, could be maybe a stronger system with a few inches of snow.
Well, you might want to wear some green snow pants to your bar crawls because we may have some more snow over the next few days.
They continued to make purchases, albeit a little more selective during the holiday season, a little less eating out.
North Dakota's economy fared okay last year, but taxable sales and purchases were a bit down. That does signal a slowing economy.
I feel very proud of exactly where we are right now, and I'm looking forward to my next phase, but I do it knowing that I've got solid people behind me that are going to pick up the mantle and take the department forward. So.
And we found out this morning that Fargo Police Chief Dave Zabolski has submitted his resignation. He is retiring after more than 40 years in law enforcement.
Wow, that certainly is a long time in law enforcement, Danielle. Certainly the last year of his tenure at the police department has been, let's just say, keeping him pretty busy. So I guess soon we will have a new chief in Fargo. And you in the newsroom will be on top of that as usual.
Absolutely. So be sure to tune in to Prairie Public for more news or check us out online at news.prairiepublic.org.
All right, that's it for us this week here on Prairie Beat. Be careful out there with that green beer, etc. Get home safe. And I'm Eric Dethridge.
And I'm Danielle Webster. We'll see you on the beat next week.